Cream of wheat is so good to eat, yes, we have it every day. We sing this song, it will make us strong, and it makes us shout, hooray! It's good for growing babies and grown-ups too to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can't beat cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat, the great American family cereal, presents Let's Pretend. Well, Sybil, sounds like our audience out there is excited about something. Do you know what it is?
Yes, Uncle Bill. I think they're anxious for our story today.
Oh, something special today, audience? What is it?
Jack and the Beanstalk!
Oh, so it is. Jack and the Beanstalk. Well, let's get going. Who's going to say how we travel today?
We drew lots, and I won. I suggest we travel by steamroller.
And who are you, it says here?
Why, I'm Betty Jane Tyler, she replied.
Okay, Betty Jane, steamroller it is. Everybody ready?
Yeah!
One, two, three. Let's go.
Steamroller is lots of fun, isn't it, Uncle Bill?
But gosh, it sure is pokey and slow.
Well, if it's speed you're looking for, Sybil, better rush out and get yourself a package of enriched 5-minute cream of wheat. You see, cream of wheat has food power, just what it takes to help get you off to a real flying start every morning. Yes, you're on the right track, full speed ahead, when you call for cream of wheat. So, eat a better breakfast, feel better all day. Get a better start the cream of wheat way. And keep listening for our exciting cream of wheat game right after the first act of today's story, Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time in the land of enchantment, a widow and her brave young son lived in the shadow of poverty. The mother did her best, but there came a day when she could no longer hide the truth. We find her talking with her son, Jack, in the kitchen of their spotless home.
You see, Jack, there isn't a penny in our house. Unless something unforeseen happens, I'm afraid we'll both go hungry.
Mother, I had no idea it was as bad as that.
I know you didn't, Jack. I wouldn't tell you now, only... Well, I don't know what else to do.
Mother, we used to have money. I remember as a little fellow before my father died, we had everything we wanted. What happened to it?
I suppose since you're old enough to know this present trouble, you may as well know that, too. Your father was one of the many victims of Bulibus.
Bulibus? The giant who lives in the Granite Mountain?
Yes. He killed your father, destroyed our home, and took every piece of gold we had.
A monster.
Yes, Jack, but that's past and done. The point is, what are we going to do now?
Well, have you thought of anything?
We have only one thing left. Bossy, the cow, we could sell her.
Sell Bossy, Mother? Oh, no, I love Bossy.
I know, Jack, but what else can we do? There's nothing left.
Mother, I don't see how I can part with it. But if you say so, why, then I suppose we must.
You'd better take her to the butcher, Jack, and get the best price possible.
To the butcher? When must I go?
I think you'd better go immediately. Putting it off only makes it more difficult.
Very well, then, Mother. I guess I'd better go before I start thinking about it. Goodbye.
I'm as sorry as you are, Jay.
Oh, Bossy, how can I do it? Come on, Bossy, we'd better start. I can't scratch your head now, Bossy, I just can't. I know, but Mother said there's nothing else to be done. Come on, Bossy. Come on, Bossy. Come on, we're nearly there.
Oh, look out there, youngster. You nearly collided with me.
Excuse me, sir, I didn't see you.
Well, how could you with your eyes so filled with tears? Yeah, what's the matter, Sonny? Why do you weep?
I just can't take Blossie to the butcher, sir.
Come now. Stop the tears. They don't become you. After all, you're a man. Men don't cry.
You're right, sir. They don't. But you see, I just happen to have made a pet out of Blossie, and it's hard to part with her. Good day to you, sir. Come, Blossie.
Yeah, wait a minute. You're quite a person, youngster. I like you. What's your name?
Jack, sir.
Well, then, Jack, tell me, why do you have to take Bossy to the butcher?
My mother and I must eat, sir, and we have no money. Bossy's all we have left to sell.
I see. Well, suppose I bought the cow from you. What then?
And you wouldn't kill her for meat?
No, I promise you I wouldn't.
And would you be kind to her, sir, would you?
I would be very kind to her.
Oh, then I'll sell her to you. Oh, what can you give for her, sir? Mother said to get the best price possible.
Well, I have no money. Only these beans. But they're very nourishing, Jack.
Beans? I'm afraid that wouldn't be a good price, sir.
Why not? They're very unusual. You'll be amazed at their great power. I promise you will.
Yes, but what'll my mother say?
When she sees how they grow, I don't think she'll mind. And just think, I'm going to give Bossy a good home.
A good home. Very well, sir. Give me the beans. And I hope they'll last us a long time.
You'll soon find out what they'll do. Here they are.
Goodbye, Bossy. At least you're all right. And that helps. Goodbye.
You've been gone a long time.
Yes, Mother.
Poor boy, it was a difficult thing.